This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You are
yeah.
Where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this service has become so popular the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
People want to connect with their ancestors, and this lets you know exactly where you and your people began.
Yeah, it fills in all the blanks.
However, Tommy.
What happened?
It's not always sunshine and rainbows. Because family stories that you've heard forever and ever and ever don't always line up with reality. Which has someone we know denying the scientific test he just took. That told him what he is.
Oh, so he got the results. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Not happy.
No.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Kimmy, your husband's having a rough week.
Well.
He's a little disappointed.
The usual stuff.
What would that be?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, being a firefighter, coming home
coward.
And being disappointed. Date night.
Well, no, it's nice because there's nothing smoking in his house. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good distraction.
Well, he has to leave the house to handle something hot.
I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
No, he's a little disappointed. So back around the holidays, one of the gifts that my parents got for us was the Ancestry DNA packages.
Yeah.
So like you get this thing, it gives you like a number, you submit your DNA, you send it in, and you get your results back within, you know, a month or two. Mm-hmm. So we finally, a couple weeks back, finally did it and sent it in. And I think when you go into it, you kind of have an idea of what your results will be. Like you're kind of, I mean, you're expecting maybe a little bit of a surprise here and there, but you in your mind think.
I'm a quarter Dalmatian.
Well, I know I'm mostly this.
Sure, okay. Sure, sure.
Well, he got his back. And after years of really embracing his Irish heritage, his last name's Coffee, has a whole story. When his people came here, they chopped off the O and it just, instead of O Coffee, it's Coffee. And you know, I think at some point his grandma did a bunch of research on the family, and that's how he kind of.
So he's an Irishman.
Yeah, he is an Irishman with his last name, not so much with the DNA we found out.
How Irish is he?
So he's under 10%.
Wait. What's the rest of it?
Both of our DNA
Dalmatian.
Came back.
That's why he fits so well in the firehouse.
And I think we were similar in Irish percentages.
Wait, you're just as Irish as he is?
Yes.
Bro. Oh, no.
So he's like 90% gorilla?
No, he's a mix.
Was that a joke about him or Kimmy?
I
can't tell.
I don't know. He was a mix of a bunch of different things. I think like the biggest percentage he had was like what they call like Germanic, European, where it's just a mismatch of all different things.
Oh.
They couldn't really pinpoint it, but
so
kind of English and a bunch of other stuff.
It seems that Germanic, European is what most white people get when they do these DNA tests, because a bunch of my buddies said they got the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm 60% Germanic, European, but it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
So your husband took this hard.
He was like, can they make mistakes? He started questioning it. He's like, can they make mistakes with this? Is it possible that, you know, it didn't pick up on, did I do the test wrong?
Oh, he got it from the Germanic side of his mouth?
He wanted to protest his results.
Okay.
Because he was disappointed that he wasn't as Irish as he thought.
But
he was,
also,
DNA-wise.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Who started the lie that we're Irish?
No, you can be. So It's just based on what DNA you get. Okay. So you could have a strong Irish side of your family and where they came from, but that DNA just didn't get passed down to you.
I'll explain it super quick. Germanic people ended up in Ireland. Right. When you come up Irish, it's like people that were on that island forever.
Like you're closer to it.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. So
they came over and started banging.
Exactly. But it's possible his family lived in Ireland for 500 years.
Oh, okay.
And they were Irish. But yeah, before that, they were one of these Germanic tribes that ended up
drifters.
In Ireland. Well,
bums.
But that's most people back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, a thousand years ago. Okay. So what Kimmy's husband is going through has to be super common for people that have done these send away DNA tests. And like, Tommy, you are raised in a cultural family. Mm-hmm. Everybody, right?
Yeah.
You hear stories about
the old country.
Yeah, and it's all passed down.
Yeah.
Food you prepare.
Yeah.
Holidays you celebrate. What your family told you about your ancestors, it defines you as a person. So to discover all the stuff you've been taught your whole life was a lie, what you built your personality and your life on, I mean, it really has to mess you up.
It has to mess up certain cultures that really go all in.
Can you give me an example?
Italian. Because if you're an Italian man in this town, you are all in. And if you found out you're only 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be a kick in your Italian scrote.
So I don't.
Well, no, you're 6% Italian scrote.
Yeah.
You're right, but I don't know if, like, Italian people just didn't move around a lot, but my Italian genes were so strong, they could pinpoint where in the country they came from.
Okay. Well, I mean, and look, some cultures are more likely to just stay put.
Yeah, but a lot of them came over here.
Sure, well, yeah, well, you come over here, but you were there the rest of the time. I don't know, man. Like, you bring up the Italian thing. Mm. I know a guy, or do we talk about, I think we might have talked about this a couple years ago. Where he took one of these DNA tests.
Yeah.
He had an Italian flag tattoo.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out he was like less than 5% Italian. And he flipped out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he did the same thing Kimmy's husband did, where he just did not want to believe it. I refused to believe
it. Yeah, because you want to feel like you're... Because you think it makes you cool.
Well, I mean...
Italians think they're cool, especially men, just based on the fact that they're Italian.
I don't think
Italians, it could still be a part of your heritage. Like, you could still have a connection to it without having the DNA.
I don't think that's exclusively an Italian thing. I think for most cultures, if you embrace that culture, you think it makes you
cool. You ever see somebody, like, that their ancestors came from England?
Yeah.
They don't go all in on England.
Bro, there's like, four English pubs that hire exclusively English people.
I never tell you, yeah, my family's from London, man. The real London.
Well, I also think...
Belfast, man, sucks.
Let's not start any problems. Yeah. Let's not start any problems.
But, you know, there's certain cultures nobody cares. They're just so blah.
Well, no, we...
a black culture.
I do find that cultures that have a richer food history, people feel more connected
to. Yeah, like you're French.
Yeah. That's French. Who do you ever hear bragging about being French?
No, but... Well, they're sexually, you know... Better.
What?
And the food's good.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm going to reset. 252 WCMF.
I'm so French, man.
Kimmy's husband did a send-away DNA test through Ancestry.com. Yeah. He believed that he was, like, majority Irish his whole life. Found out that he was only 7% actual Irish, and now
like
he's bothered by the whole thing. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
That was the weirdest thing that Tommy ever said.
Stick
he
around.
He basically said it in a voice like he was trying to tell you a secret. He was like, the French, you know, they're sexually...
you know what I mean? They get it, man.
But you were saying...
To be fair, your friend with the Italian flag, I mean, they're not really good at math, so they're probably like, 5%. I'm in the top 5%. That's why I got this tattoo.
You gonna take that, Tommy? Okay. You gonna take that?
two separate things. Number one, my youngest son got a DNA test, and he took it. And he has zero Italian.
Oh,
and
came back smug.
I'm supposed to be quarter Italian.
Oh, so you're not? There's no Italian in your family at all?
Or at least you didn't pass it down.
Well, you're only going by one test, right?
Okay, yeah.
So the only test that he got done, it showed zero.
No kidding. You know what the saddest part of that was?
I don't know what to make of that.
The saddest part?
What's that?
It showed he was 50% Jeremy.
Yeah.
Full-on smug.
That's got to be something rough to live with. And then my dad goes out and gets like the busted DNA test from like some back-ass Walmart type thing. It was like 24 and you, not 23 and me. It comes back that he's 12% Chinese.
What?
He's like, I'm not Chinese. By the way, this is my dad voice. I'm not Chinese. I'm like, yeah, you don't even like lo mein. You got a crappy DNA test. What do you want from me? Take a real one. Oh, I already spent the money on this one, so I don't want to do it. All right, hold on.
Is it out of the question that he's 12% Chinese?
Yeah, like, I mean, could that have been somewhere along the line in the past?
Well, I mean, most of the world's population has some, you know, like 1% or 2% Asian.
Thanks a lot, Genghis Khan.
There's no way that...
Sorry.
There's no way, based on his family history, that he's 12% Chinese. No way in hell.
Okay, all right. I think I would be pretty excited if I found out I was 12% Chinese.
I would think there's got to be a little bit of everything in us, to your point.
Well, yeah, you. Sailors, steel workers.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, unless your family's lived in the same place for hundreds of years.
Well, that's the other weird thing. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. All right, there goes Jeremy. Like, you know, a place like the U.S., these are valuable because...
Yeah, everybody came.
You got it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you were to take an Ancestry.com, like the average person in, like, Palermo, Italy. Is the whole town, are they just Italian up and down?
Well, I'm thinking of like, there may be, but I'm thinking like those ancient like Egypt.
Okay.
Let's say your family never left.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any of that then.
Unless people.
You'd be straight up.
Well, no, because people came through Egypt. People moved to Egypt. I mean, it was one point a cultural mecca of both literally and figuratively. The Italians are now getting upset.
Right. What is
we have upset the Italians.
Yes.
Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us there. She says, there are two kinds of people in this world.
Yeah.
Italians and those that wish they were Italian.
Oh, put that on a shirt again.
How do you like that? They got it at the mall, actually. Go do that. Okay, so here's the thing. As we talk about Kimmy's husband finding out that he is way less Irish than he thought he was, thanks to this Ancestry.com test.
Yeah.
Everyone goes with one culture in their family.
Right, you stick with one.
Okay. So, like, Rochester is a weird town because until fairly recently, most people stayed in their own community.
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. There was the Italian area, Eastern European, Jewish, Irish, Black area. Right. And up until like 30, 40 years ago, towns and neighborhoods were strictly those cultures.
Oh, yeah.
And God forbid your Irish grandfather caught you dating an Italian girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like there could be more cultural pride in the greater Rochester area than in other cities in like the Midwest and the West Coast that started later.
Yeah.
You could feel a little more connected to it.
Right? Like, Tommy, you say you're Italian,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. But you're not only Italian.
No.
What else are you?
So Dutch on my mother's side.
You never bring up your Dutch heritage.
Well, no, because anytime I bring up my mother, all of a sudden your fingers are all over her.
Well, bro, I mean, do you ever have a pair of wooden shoes clacking behind your head?
So she gave you the clap?
No, she gave me the clock. Clock, 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 clock. The point I'm making is I only hear you say I'm an Italian.
Yeah, because we were an Italian house. Like, my father, being Sicilian, you know, that's the house.
And I get it. I get it. It's just strange that odds are pretty good, everybody listening, yeah. has multiple cultures in their background. But for some reason, most
There's
people,
a dominant culture.
Yes, you stick with it and go. Like, Kimmy's the only person I've ever met that fully explains all of the mutt that she is as yeah. a human being. Like, you don't identify with one culture.
Which is weird, too, because my mom's like 100% Italian.
And you ain't.
I'm 50%. I got half of her.
But you don't look Italian.
No, okay. But I do look like okay. her side
she doesn't.
A little bit.
No, of all the people that are Italian that are going to say you don't look Italian. You look French, although we know you don't know how to do the sex good, as you put it.
But it's weird, though, because my grandparents, even though they were Italian, like, they didn't do all of the traditional Italian things. So even growing up, like, they did a few things and you know, they made it known that they were Italian, but we weren't like, they weren't so ingrained in like that culture.
Okay.
So I didn't feel as connected to it as a kid because I think, you know, I wasn't surrounded by it.
Yeah, so my father embraced everything Italian and even things that weren't Italian, he claimed were Italian.
For example?
So there was a speedboat company called Donzi.
Okay.
And they were really popular back in the day when we first moved to Florida. My father goes, yeah, invented by an Italian. Italian did the speedboat.
No kidding.
Yeah, Donzi. It's an Italian name. Yeah. So I find out later that the guy that owned the company, Don,
yeah.
That was his nickname at a diner that a waitress used to call because he used to go there every morning for coffee. So she started calling him Donzi, and he created this company and formed that boat.
Yeah, but he was drinking Italian coffee.
Oh, yeah, only a very nice espresso.
You know, Kimmy, you bring up a good point. Like, you say, like, you know, you never had, like, that traditional stuff around.
Yeah, like, they didn't do, like, every traditional Italian thing that some families do religiously, you know?
Like, when it comes to the culture you decide you're going to ride with in your family, does it have to do with the stuff you think is the coolest? Because, look, I know we're talking
about history plays a little bit into it, too.
Well, no, not necessarily.
We want to back off some of the history, yeah.
I know we're talking a lot about Italians here, but, like, the Italians have a cool history.
Yeah.
Except for, like, 1936 to 1944.
A little mistake there.
But that's what I mean. Like, even with that there, a lot of people have no problem saying, like, I'm an Italian, right? Like, is it the coolness factor? Does it have to do more with the grandparents that you're closest to? Like, some cultures are better storytellers than others, have more interesting family origin stories.
Yeah, have more personality.
Exactly. I mean, it could also be something you brought up the food.
I think that's a huge...
Oh, yeah.
Way that people connect to their cultures is based on what your grandparents cooked for you, what your parents cooked for you. That may be what you identify with because that was a day-to-day thing for you.
So my brother, you know, we're Irish.
Yeah.
We're like super Irish with a tiny bit Polish on my mom's side. He married an Italian girl.
Yeah.
And do not tell my dead grandfather. She's a great cook.
Yeah.
Her mother is an unbelievable cook. Her great aunt is an unbelievable cook.
Yeah, I've seen some of her work. Very impressed.
But every time I get invited over for a family event, I get excited.
Yeah.
Like, the Irish side on my nieces, they doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
You get St. Patrick's Day once a year. They
Big
get Sunday
day.
Sauce once a week.
You get a parade, though.
Okay, but you get a parade one time a year. And they could go to Columbus Day if they wanted
sure.
to. Right? Like, I would have to imagine that when those girls get older, they're going to identify as Italian over Irish.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a fun culture.
Well, but Irish is also fun.
They are. But they're also, you got a lot of sad stuff, bro. And you don't let it go.
What?
Like, every one of those goddamn songs is like a tragedy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like, not fun.
Well, yeah, because a lot of bad stuff happened, man.
And you're pale. You're not known sexually.
Oh, Irish guys lay it down. Our big Irish
Nobody
heads.
Ever says that.
Our big Irish heads up top and downstairs.
Even the ladies.
Do you think that we're also moving away from like religion a little bit also contributes to people not feeling as connected to their culture in some ways?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Well, like, I mean, you bring up the Greeks, you bring up the Eastern Europeans, like there's those Orthodox churches, you're right, that are deeply steeped in the culture that they had there. Mm-hmm. Maybe. That's a good point.
It's all part of it.
Mike writes us on Instagram, again, Kimmy's husband, they took a Ancestry.com swab DNA test. Her husband, who believed he was super Irish, found out he is not. He made it a big part of his personality.
He's not accepting the results.
He is very, very upset. Mike wrote us, I grew up believing I was Italian. We owned an Italian restaurant, although my aunt spoke Italian. Everything I ate was Italian. Turns out I'm only 3% Italian.
Wow. But
it's a heavy 3%.
Yeah.
Baron von Butt writes us on Instagram.
Oh, he must be German with that name.
Knew a guy whose father insisted his family was Scottish. They wore kilts, went to festivals, played bagpipes. When
They really dove in head first.
When his father traced his ancestry, he found out they were actually Polish.
Oh.
So do you stop playing the bagpipes at that point?
Yeah, I think you just keep rolling with it.
Okay.
I mean, was he at all Scottish? Because I guess if you got none, then maybe you're just living a lie.
Anyone can play the bagpipes. It's not like a rule you have to be Scottish or Irish.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
Why?
Because the bagpipes
suck.
That would
be very strange. Are there people that that have accepted that without being any?
Oh, no. There are people that aren't Irish or Scottish that are in pipes and drums bands, as I say, a man who was once in a pipe and drum band. No big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the more we go forward, the more diverse all of our kids are going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, my wife is Jamaican and German. I am Irish and the tiniest bit of Polish on my mom's side. My daughters call themselves Jamaican and Irish.
Yeah.
They don't identify with the other two at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if they grow up and, let's say, marry a guy that's half Italian, half Colombian, right, which would be...
That's a good-looking man.
You're damn right. Great head of hair, fantastic skin.
My God.
But now, my daughters would have kids. We're talking 8 different cultures that you can, like, closely trace
back. That's
what
the world's going to end up being eventually.
Okay, you're going down to a new world order,
man. I think we're all just going to be a bunch of beige people banging each other.
But I guess the question I'm getting at is...
beige bangers.
Let's say my daughters have kids with a Colombian Italian guy. Mm-hmm. So you would have kids that are German, Irish, Jamaican, a little bit Polish, Italian, and Colombian. Do they identify as anything? Because it's so much.
Oh, well, one gene could show up stronger than another, and that varies among siblings.
Okay,
so
you're right.
Maybe if they feel like they look like one more than the other, that's what they would identify with.
No, you're right. My oldest, in the summertime, you look at her, you know she's Jamaican. My youngest does not look Jamaican at
all. I'm thinking eventually it's going to go away. Like, 100 years from now. Yeah.
Okay. So at that point then here, does that just make us Americans?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Just a thing. It doesn't really matter anyway. Well, I mean, none of this really matters. I mean, it's a point of pride now, but eventually, like, people probably just let it go.
I'm going to disagree with you there, that it doesn't really matter. I mean, it is important to keep that old family history and what your people had to go through.
Where you came from.
Yes. Irrelevant, because when you don't remember that, that stuff starts happening again.
What could possibly happen again? We're so dumb with again.
I mean, name me an ethnic group of people that came to this country and had an easy time doing it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. I mean, if we're just talking solely American.
But maybe that'll go away too, because that won't matter anymore.
No, but it does need to matter, because when more people want to come, you can't just be like, well, I'm here.
Town's full. Okay.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription.
Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This is a bad idea.
Oh.
Not actually like potentially removing this guy, just the way it gets handled, because this happens every time you need to take a high-ranking school official out.
Yeah.
However, when you don't give us a reason,
yep.
Everybody's mind goes to the worst possible place.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, Oakfield, Alabama.
Yeah, buddy.
School district. Remind me where that is.
It's over that way.
Okay, you don't know either? Because I was thinking, like, I should have looked it up on a map.
I want to say it's east of us.
Okay, so do I.
Because I know we've driven through.
Southeast, like towards the Finger Lakes, maybe?
Kimmy, can you Google where Oakfield, Alabama, Central
School? I'm going to say I've driven through going to the Thousand Islands.
Okay.
Oh.
Can I also just ask a question before
go
we
ahead.
Get into the story?
Yeah.
Did the state of Alabama happen first, or did the town of Alabama happen first? Like, was there an Alabama, New York before there was an Alabama?
So that means like there was Alabamians here.
Yeah.
Okay, you go what? We're going to go start our own thing down south.
It's not. I'm not suggesting Alabama came from here. I'm asking where Alabama started.
Oakfield, Alabama is just north of Batavia.
Okay, yeah. I knew it wasn't east of us, you idiot. Yeah. What route were you taking to the Thousand Islands?
The long one. You go through, you know, Toronto.
Just start driving anywhere. There's like 1,000 of them. You're going to hit them. Can you Google, Kimmy, when the town of Alabama, New York established and when the state of Alabama, New York established? Thank you.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, for example, I don't know if people know this. In Michigan, there's a whole bunch of counties and cities and towns named just like towns here because people from Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse went west and just renamed them.
Okay.
Like, there's a Monroe County, Michigan. There's a Wayne County, Michigan. There's a Rochester, Michigan. It's all this weird
stuff. Did not know that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got, Kimmy?
The town of Alabama established in 1826.
Okay. State of Alabama?
I think before that.
Yeah, probably. Because they were only like a decade away from seceding anyway.
Yeah, right.
All right. So wait, they named a state.
1819.
Okay. Well, that's pretty close.
Yeah, that is closer than you think.
So they're like, oh, we got a new state. That sounds like a pretty good name. Dibs! So the school district out in Oakfield, Alabama has placed their school superintendent on leave.
All right.
I will read you a story from 13 Wham. Quote, in a letter to the community, the Board of Education president made the decision at a special meeting on Tuesday afternoon. No reason was discussed.
Okay, so they're hush-hush.
Yes. All right, so there's a couple of things you need to know about what's going on in Oakfield, Alabama.
Mm.
You know, a couple of months ago, everyone had their school district budget votes.
Mm.
And most everybody passed their budget on the first try.
Yeah.
On the first shot, it seems that Oakfield, Alabama did not pass their budget.
Okay.
So they went back and they did it again.
And?
On the second shot, it looks like they also did not pass their budget. So that could have something to do with this. They had a twice rejected budget proposal. But why would that?
What's that got to do with him? Unless he's not handling the money.
Well, he's running the soup of the school or the district.
He spends the money.
So maybe they're saying, like, your ideas are bad and we're going to remove you. But that would be an easy thing to say.
Right. Which.
And here's the thing, that could be part of the reason why what's going on.
All right, but why wouldn't you say that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like there's legal reasons you can't. But what I'm getting at is this. When you don't give a reason,
yeah,
every parent in the district
yes.
automatically assumes the absolute worst.
Right. Everybody runs to the same spot.
Exactly. And here's the thing. We don't know what the hell happened here. But if there was nothing like inappropriate the way that everyone's thinking,
right.
it's not really fair to this guy.
Right.
Right? Now, if something inappropriate did happen, well, then it comes out down the road, everything's fine, right? But like the fact that everybody is starting to think
the worst.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you're talking about small places like Oakfield and Alabama, established in 1826, we just found out. I mean, it gets really easy for this stuff to get out of control super effing fast.
Absolutely.
Is there a way to get prominent people around kids away from the kids? Well, there's just allegations without telling anybody.
How could you at this day and age?
That's what I look. I'm not saying it's easy. What
I'm everybody asking, has to be quiet.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, yes, in an official capacity.
Yeah.
Because like we see this happen too with like teachers in schools where this teacher has been removed and they are not giving a reason why.
Right.
Put on special leave, whatever. You see with police officers sometime, they put on special leave. And again, everybody automatically assumes the worst effing thing possible. And that's not really how justice works, right?
Yeah. Like,
they're all everyone's innocent until proven guilty.
True.
Right? I believe out in Geneva, there are still two police officers that have been put on leave that we haven't heard about why. That's the same area where that guy was, the police officer was arrested for allegedly selling prescription pain medication.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Adderall, my apologies, prescription
his stuff.
Yes, to a car dealership at 8 in the morning while working as a police officer in the car, dressed as a police officer. Like, is there a way to separate potential danger, if that's what this is, while not letting the public know to preserve the presumption of innocence?
No, because as soon as you say, you know, you've been, you know, suspended on leave, whatever, as soon as that word comes out, Your mind starts to go.
Okay, so how do you
get You'd have to change the wording completely.
Well, no, because if you change the wording, then everyone's going to
sabbatical.
Know.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is. Like, he's taking a sabbatical. That makes it sound like this guy is dying of cancer.
No, I thought you could take a sabbatical just because like, you need a break.
No, what?
Yeah.
You can't just walk up to your boss and be like, I'd like a sabbatical,
no,
please.
But I thought a sabbatical is like you take a leave of absence to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you say, leave of absence.
That's what they
No, they didn't say
No, you're right. Place on administrative leave. Right. But then again, leave of absence sounds like he's dying of something. Or some tragedy's happening in his family.
No, maybe something in the family, or he's got to go take care of his sick mother.
Okay, but that's the problem. Let's say you use leave of absence.
Right?
So now everyone that knows this person that's on the, quote, leave of absence is going to call him and go, hey, is everything okay? And you got the same problem.
All right, how about suspended?
No.
With pay until further notice.
No, because then people are going to be freaking out.
Then we'll bring you back in here.
Then people are going to freak out and go, what, if something terrible happened, why did you still get paid? La, 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 la. By the way, there's nothing that says he's not being paid right now.
Yeah,
it says
he's
on administrative leave.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, the Oakfield, Alabama School District, which the three lifetime Rochesterians just discovered is located above Batavia, has placed their school superintendent on administrative leave. They did not give a reason. They have rejected their school budget proposal twice in Oakfield, Alabama.
Yeah.
We don't know if that has anything to do with it. Yeah. But again, when you see school official, administrative leave, everyone thinks the worst.
Yeah.
And if that is not the case for these officials, it is not fair.
Yeah.
Because again, people only read headlines. And even if the story comes out later and it's boring, 15 years down the road, that person that lives in Alabama that didn't figure out the rest of the story or Oakfield.
Well, you only remember your first reaction.
Bingo. Yes. Yes. How have we not figured out how to fix this?
Fix people?
No, wait.
And how we react to
the
things?
The ability to share information correctly.
Well, because we get bombarded by so much people doing bad.
Okay.
In these positions, you just automatically associate that position with, oh, yeah, they're all the same. They're all doing it.
You know what I'm hearing right now?
What are you hearing?
I'm lazy, and I don't want to investigate, so I'm going to give myself an excuse to have the worst possible explanation with absolutely no investigative work.
I'm never going to fix me.
You can't. You're the only one that can fix you.
Well, we're screwed.
When you try your best, but you can't succeed. All right, we got folks waiting on hold.
All right.
Kimmy, do we want to take these phone calls? She's making faces. Okay, we got a we got the old Kimmy shrug. 252-WCMF, get the dump ready. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We'll see.
I'm actually from Oakfield. I graduated a few years ago. This has been long overdue.
All right, Joe, you sound like a really nice guy. I'm just going to stop it there. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
You're way too young to have these thoughts on the school district.
Yeah, but he's a Joe.
Long overdue, I say!
What is he, like 20?
I don't know.
Look, you know I had to dump that. Yeah. All right, we got Tim on hold.
All right.
Do we think Tim is going to be better than what we just got from Joe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tim's solid.
We're going to trust Tim. He's on CMF. Good guy. Tim, how are you, buddy?
Hey.
What up?
How are you?
Good. What's up, man?
Just my two cents. Everybody's so, they want to jump on the bandwagon and be the first one to inform you of bad news. It's all internet stuff. Everybody wants to be first to make the breaking news. And, yeah, but how do you keep stuff silent when so many people are just jumping all over it?
Well, all right, here's the thing. So I get where you're coming from. I get your point, and I don't disagree with you. But, like, this is legitimate news. It affects an entire community, two towns, actually. I mean, these people should know. And, again, we don't know that it's bad news. We're just assuming it's bad news, Tim.
Right. That's the whole thing. How do you get the news out there? And that news can be so untrustworthy. How do you figure out what's true and what's not? And you should be informed. Where do you go to get good information?
No, but this is true. He was actually placed on administrative leave. It's less the reliability of the news story and more the imagination of people taking off, hearing what they want to hear when they see a story that has an incomplete.
It's vague.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I get it. It's a little frustrating. You know, it's like, how do you stay informed and how do you stay unbiased? And then, you know, all of a sudden people are just, they just want to have their voice out there.
There you go.
Listen to me. This is the truth. Blah, blah, blah.
Says man who called the radio show. He made a great point.
Yeah.
Tim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I think he thought we were on the same page. Yeah. I don't think we thought we were on the same. I don't know.
Going back and forth there.
Yes. The question is not whether or not this story is true.
Right.
The question is, how do you keep this man, if he is not guilty of anything, from destroying his reputation?
Right.
Because, like, he's got to get another job. Mm-hmm. If something happened, which we don't know anything happened, if something is bad, which we don't know that it's bad, again, if it's just the budget, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, fixable.
It's an administrative thing. People sometimes screw up with their jobs.
It's just boring stuff.
Exactly. But, you know, what if it's not boring?
Long overdue.
That's what I hear.
That's what I'm telling you.
Joe is brutal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.